Hello, Audio Boo. I'm really happy to see that Boxy have now integrated more social features in terms of finding your friends on other services, whereas BBC iPlayer and a load of other services that think they've got it sewn up because they're doing stuff on the web with their existing program base. I think there's going to be a major shift in the licensing costs of all that because if you're going to expect people to pay a TV license and then there's going to be people going looking for media elsewhere on the web, which they, if you have a service like Boxy, which can deliver it based on your friends' opinions in terms of what they watched recently, it makes the BBC iPlayer offering just look pretty average, really. And even if you layer on top of that lots of social interactions and what people like. Boxy have got this straight out of the box right now. And so I'm interested to see how things are going to pan out because you're going to have this small content producer tool set of media that they're making in real time sometimes, or daily or weekly. And then you've got the bigger budgets of better production quality. So I think there's going to be questions in the future on levels of quality. And I think people will pay for levels of quality and also delivery. So, people will probably pay for HD. But then again, saying that, they've already had a taste of free HD on the web. So making people pay for it's going to be very difficult. There's going to have to be some major shifts in the way that models work. Will it be a monthly subscription basis, as much as you can eat type of consumption thing or what? I don't know. Somewhere along the line, somebody's going to make us pay for connecting into the web to get all this sort of stuff. It's an interesting arena opening up, especially with all the open codecs and the fact that the BBC has their own codec that they built mainly to get around the fact that they were probably paying a lot of license fees to RealPlayer. But it's interesting times ahead, and it's nice to see a small company like Boxy, who are from the ground up a very sort of switched on, agile bunch of guys with lots of support from other developers building great applications for it. I think Box is a smart choice right now, and the fact that they already do iPlayer in there, it's a bit of a power move. Interesting times ahead, methinks, Mr. Bond.